AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time since he was made the new supreme leader, Iran's Ayatollah Mujtaba Hamadi released a statement. It was read by an Iranian news anchor. Hamadi said, "The point I must emphasize is that in any case, we will obtain compensation from the enemy. If it refuses, we will take from it assets to the extent we deem appropriate. And if that is not possible, we will destroy its assets to the same extent." Meantime, the AP's John Gambrell reports Iran released dramatic footage of its forces attacking a tanker off the coast of Iraq.
The Iraqis shut down their oil terminals in response, and this video aired on state television in Iran showed someone shouting, "God is the greatest," as a giant fireball emitted from one of those tankers.
Oil prices have spiked above $100. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed. Police say shots were fired at Old Dominion University in Virginia. Two people were injured. The gunman is dead. Gary Krieger was on campus.
Active shooter on the ODU campus. I think he's subdued. That's my building I had to be in over there. You got cops running across. The entire police force of Norfolk is here.
The shooting happened at the business school at Old Dominion. It's not clear yet how the gunman died. Applications for unemployment benefits inched down modestly last week as layoffs remain at historically healthy levels despite a weakening job market. The Israeli military says it's dropping charges against five soldiers who were accused of sexually abusing a Palestinian detainee in an encounter partially caught on camera. The army announced the decision at a time when most of the country's attention is focused on the war with Iran. Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in the largely conservative West African nation. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There is new leadership at Ohio State.
Ohio State has elevated its chief academic officer to president, bypassing the traditional nationwide search. Trustees have voted unanimously to appoint executive vice president and provost Ravi Palamkonda as former president Walter Ted Carter Jr.'s successor. He joined Ohio State after holding leadership, research, or teaching positions at Emory University, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Case Western Reserve University. Carter abruptly resigned as president Sunday following revelations about his inappropriate relationship with the female host of a podcast for military veterans. I'm Mike Hempen.
British rock star Morrissey won't perform a concert in Valencia, Spain, because he says festivities there kept him from getting a proper night's rest. Morrissey blames loud techno singing and megaphone announcements could be heard from his hotel room. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.